I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been nearly a week since a prominent gay activist was beaten to death at his home in Uganda. David Kato was openly gay in a country where homosexuality is almost universally condemned. As Dennis Porter reports from Uganda, Kato's life and death have generated a lot of controversy there.
In the days since David Kato was killed, one person is in custody, but the police say the man suspected of carrying out the attack has not been arrested. Still, authorities say the killing was not related to Kato's activism or sexuality. They say it was a robbery. Those that knew him are not so sure. Adelisa Semakura says he's a nephew and that Kato feared what might happen to him.
All along has been telling me he's scared. He told me that people around the village, they don't like him. They are saying he's putting their children at risk.
In Uganda, homosexual acts are illegal, and there's proposed legislation to make certain acts a capital offense. But gay activists began worrying even more about their safety last October after a local tabloid printed 100 photos of what it called, quote, Uganda's top homos, alongside the words, hang them. Earlier this month, Kato and several others won a lawsuit against the tabloid. The courts have now banned papers from publishing personal information such as names and addresses of people believed to be gay. But that ruling doesn't change the fact that the vast majority of people here are anti-gay. So it was a surprise when the Daily Monitor, one of Uganda's major papers, published an editorial Friday calling for open discussion about homosexuality, and it asserted that gay people deserve the same rights and protections as heterosexuals. Alex Adahair is the Monitor's news editor.
This story of the gay rights in Uganda is a sad story, partly because of our community background is a very conservative community, and sadly, you know, gay activities are outlawed by the rigor regime in Uganda. But we are saying, look here, we think gay people also have their human rights. They need to be protected.
Adahair says that the paper received a lot of negative responses to the editorial. Foreign leaders have condemned Kato's killing, including President Obama. He said that Kato showed tremendous courage in speaking out against hate. In contrast, no Ugandan politician has even mentioned the killing. A federal election is just weeks away, and there are few votes to be won by supporting gay activists. At Kato's funeral last week, a local pastor disrupted the service and began denouncing gays and lesbians. Kato's friends and supporters yelled him down, and the police were called in. After the service, some gay activists said they feel even more threatened and are discussing safety precautions. But a few say they're done with hiding. Emmy Nash says she's kept her sexuality from her family until now.
I haven't been openly gay, yeah, that's right. But now, for what that's just happened, I don't care. I don't want to keep nothing to myself. This is me, Amy Nash.
For The World, I'm Dennis Porter in Kampala, Uganda.